Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I hope we give Larry Fedora his first true taste of Carolina football tomorrow. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. What a weekend for sports in Chapel Hill, beginning with last night's women's soccer match. The three local high school teams that are ranked are all in big games tonight, highlighted by undefeated Carrboro and Chapel Hill squaring off at 7:30 on WCHL, by the way. At the same time, UNC men's soccer hosts Virginia in a match televised by the Fox Soccer Channel from Fetzer Field. Then comes the big one Saturday at 3:30 when the football Tar Heels try to put two good halves together against East Carolina, which is even more wide open under Ruffin McNeil than the Tar Heels of Larry Fedora are. Former Carolina offensive coordinator John Shoup predicts there may be more than 100 passes flung through the Keenan Stadium ear during this game. East Carolina is a great warm-up for the home crowd, looking ahead to Virginia Tech on October 6th, and of course the Wolfpack on October 27th. With a 3:30 start and so much going on Friday, thousands of fans will be making a weekend of it and should be in their seats well ahead of kickoff. While the Pirates are not in the ACC, they usually bring a large following to in-state games, and the sight of purple and gold in the stands always ignites the home crowd. This is a game to give Fedora a glimpse of what Tar Heel football can be like every Saturday in years to come. Most true top 20 programs have crowds that don't care who the opponent is. Their fans come to see the home team and like to be a 12th man factor in the stadium. That's what the Heels need tomorrow against a team that is quite capable of beating them and sending Fedora's first season in the wrong direction. East Carolina has been coming to Chapel Hill since the mid-1970s, when Coach Pat Dye always poo-pooed his players as skinny-legged kids compared to the big bad Tar Heels. Then the Pirates got so good that the local ACC teams didn't want to play them anymore, and the state legislature had to mandate a regular appearance on the Carolina, State, and Duke schedules. The games are usually high-scoring and exciting, with a frenzied atmosphere. Hey, let's take it up a notch tomorrow. This is Archansky. See ya.